And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner. Proudly brought to you by Cointreau.
Welcome. Don't move the mic, John. Welcome to the studio, Gwillem from Hancock's. How are you going?
Pretty good, guys. Just ready to, make some mayhem.
You've got a lot of vessels here.
Well, I'm used to there being a third person here. Fourth person.
They'll appear.
There'll be a fourth person. So there's.
If you build it, they will come. This is a real Field of Dreams situation.
Exactly. So we've got a spare glass here. If you're loitering around Auckland University and want to have a drink with a face on it, I guess.
Or if you're a baseball player, that may be the ghost of a baseball player. You know, you can appear as some sort of apparition.
Or we could
Kevin Costner.
Angels in the outfield, even, man. Yeah. You know, or like shit, Air Bud.
I'm enjoying, like,
you know,
all of these
enjoying with us
characters.
Yeah.
So, yes, this is an impressive lineup on the desk here at BFM. There's fresh ingredients. It looks like there's some East Imperial.
What's that over there? Is that some kind of tea?
Oh, that's cocktail umbrellas, bro.
Okay, good.
They just come in a novelty canister.
I've never seen them in vast amounts, I guess. Obviously, I consume my cocktail umbrellas one at a time. Oh, you've got a few already spread out. John, are you happy? Last week, did ever complain?
No. What I've learnt with Cointreau is it doesn't need garnishes.
Well said.
The first week I was like, oh, I need an umbrella. And Gwillem has definitely turned up with the goods this week.
You guys wait. This garnish game is going to get wild. I was going to bring bananas and do the whole dolphin thing, but I thought that was a little bit of overkill.
Very visual here.
It's visual for radio. So we'll kick things off. So, listeners, this is a cocktail that I need you guys to name.
Oh, right. That's important. 53955 is the text line. Give us a text through when you feel like you've got your head around this cocktail and you can name it.
Is it based on a classic?
Aren't they all, kind of thing?
Every cocktail is based on a classic. It's just how based God you want to make it.
Will you take it? This, of course, is that the key ingredient here is
Cointreau. So, first things first.
First one, jinx, you guys.
Oh, shit, I can't talk anymore, can I? This is radio. This is awkward. I'm just waiting for the punches. So first things first, we're going to kick it off with 30 mils of everyone's favourite orange liqueur Cointreau.
Can I have a whiff, actually?
Yeah, have a little tutu, a little reminder. And as you guys know, I'm quite partial to the old botanist.
How do you, like, unjinx the jinx? Do I go?
We've got to say our names. Gwillem's name, yes, our names.
Gwillem, jinx over.
What about me?
Your jinx is over, Gwillem.
Thank you very much.
You may speak, Gwillem.
Sweet. So I'm just pouring in our 30 mils of botanist now, everyone's favourite 46%.
How am I supposed to hit John? Am I supposed to hit you or something every time he talks?
Just hit him every time he talks.
That sounds great. What a great game that's been invented.
it's like Punch Buggy, only a lot more fun.
Sounds a little bit hard out. Ooh, Cointreau's in my face. Yep, smells like oranges.
Okay, so Gwillem, sorry, I should be writing this down.
It's chill, man. I can just text it to you later. It's
carve
fine.
It into the desk.
Yeah. So next thing, we're going to chuck in some lemon juice. Sorry, it's not my usual male lemon from Fruit World. The lemons today were a bit dodgy.
You have a lot of lemon juice, though.
Yeah, so, I came in strong.
That's
with
a 40 ounce of lemon juice.
With my secret, it's more of a lemon syrup.
If I drank all
say.
That, would I see God? Do you think?
I think you just have a lot of vitamin C going on.
That's probably good as well.
This is an interesting lemon juice because this has got it's lemon juice rosemary extract.
Yeah. So rosemary extract is basically a banging natural preserver.
That sounds great.
So like, it smells like roses, lime, cordial.
I can't smell anything. I'm trying to smell the rosemary extract.
You'll taste it. I'm about to add the secret ingredient for today's drink.
Okay.
So this is a piece of fresh Mexican papaya.
What? It looks like orange from here.
It's definitely papaya.
How much papaya do you have over there?
I got some more. Well, we'll use some in the garnish.
Sweet gimme hand you got there, John.
Oh, he wants a piece of papaya. Coming through with a papaya.
Oh, quite slimy.
Sorry, I cut it before I left because I don't want to bring a chopping board.
Do you have a little whiff of papaya?
Yeah. What?
Nibble.
Yeah, that is a melony style fruit.
Mm. That is a tropical fruit right there.
So now we're gonna show that John's drinking, eating, and the ingredients. Those things.
That's chill. But now we've got some delicious peach bitters going on. Peach bitters.
We've got a name already: Gilly and Connie's Tutu.
I'm kind of on board with that because who doesn't enjoy a fucking little tutu, eh?
53955, name this cocktail. We do have a couple of things. We have an Odyssey single pass. And we have, oh no, we've given that away. Oh no, we have a Marlon Williams in the APO single,
have
but
we've already had
the Odyssey lying around.
No, the Odyssey is still
up for grabs.
Odyssey
that's
still
a powerful ticket, man. I'm going to go to that.
All right. So now we've got all the ingredients in there for the first one. I'm going to knock out another couple of these after we finish chatting.
All right, let me give it some gas.
Great action, by the way, Willem.
Everybody was spot on there. That felt good.
We're just in the zone, guys.
Good. Ooh, and let's talk about these glasses.
So we got a little tiki glass.
It's
action
a heady
going on.
Tiki situation.
So we got a little facey dude.
It's like grandma's ashtray, but tiki inspired.
And a lot taller, and like you probably use it as a vase if you didn't want to put a drink in it. So now we're topping it up with this gangster new tonic from the good folks at East Imperial.
These little bottles are so cute. Aren't they adorable, John?
I am a fan of the East Imperial beverages.
I love a little bottle.
And so this is actually an elderflower and grapefruit tonic, which was made in conjunction with some crazy ass dudes.
The only thing that would
smell
sorry,
that,
you carry on, man.
It smells delicious.
The only thing that would make me a little bit happier is if there was a tiny little ship inside this tiny bottle.
Anything is possible.
Oh, it smells great. Shit, you're not kidding. It's botanic tonic.
It is
what it says it is.
Is it? Actually?
Royal Botanic Tonic. Which one of the royals gave that the nod?
So Kew Garden, they're the official sort of botanic garden of the royals.
John's making that face. Was it Prince Charles? That's what I'm getting from your face.
That is an intense drink.
So now we're just garnishing it with a bouquet of mint. A slice of orange, just a little nod to the Contro. And also a slice of papaya.
It's radical.
And most importantly, just as a special little nod for John, we actually have the cocktail umbrella as well.
Shout-outs to the metal straw as well.
So we're trying to be sustainable up in this.
Spot on.
Shout-outs to Gwilym for having such a great memory.
Hey, we've got another cocktail name here.
Oh, talk to me. Talk to me while I knock out another.
Commence the tomfoolery.
Ho, ho. That's good. I'm on board with commencing some tomfoolery.
That's kind of
It's kind of on
it's
the
catchy.
Money.
I'm not. I don't think I'm going to forget that one.
It's kind of on the money.
Wait.
There's cocktail in it. There's cocktail in the drink. John's taking my picture like I'm at Rainbow's End.
This is Rainbow's End.
I think we got the shot.
We got the shot. Is it going straight to the pool room, or is it just going straight to Instagram?
Gwilym, it looks great. I almost don't want to muck with it.
You can muck with it. You can have a tutu with it.
I love the smell of mint on a cocktail. It's so delicious.
Oh, man, I wish you said like on a Tuesday or something. I've got another name come through. 5395 is the text line. We do have some prizes. We have Red Lemon Herb Garden. That name again, Red Lemon Herb Garden.
I don't really understand where the red lemon comes into it.
All right.
Most herb garden I can kind of understand.
Gwilym, I'm going to level with you. Most texts we get, totally crazy. So that's actually pretty good.
It tastes...
Tastes like you've been just hogging it the whole time. That's what it tastes like, because I have no idea.
It tastes like you've...
Oh, what's going on? It's kind of like a real alcoholic 50-50.
Yeah, Gee.
It's way more lemon than I thought.
It's still tennis.
For peach bitters. It's obviously the lemon is just cutting right through there.
This is kind of like outdoor table tennis in the summertime. You know, like in Berlin, how they got the concrete table tennis tables around?
So we got the orange Contro, we've got peach bitters, and we've got the lemon Kelly, and we've got the botanic East Imperial bitters, which...
It's a tonic. So the tonic's got grapefruit in it as well, which I think really does up the citrus element.
Somebody's come in with a good one. It's not really relevant, but it's great. Rainbow kind of magic. Rainbow to rainbow to rainbow.
Someone's been actually paying attention to what we've been talking about, clearly.
That's heavy.
That's glorious.
Oh, you just whipped out another one already, Gordon.
Yeah, bro.
Wow, you 10 bars. Don't you miss it?
Not anymore.
Cheers it up. Cheers it up.
Does it feel like summer?
Do this close to the mic. Listen to how heavy these glasses are. Mad, is it? That sounds like a bowling ball.
These glasses are.
These will bounce.
No joke.
No, they're designed to do the distance, man.
They won't break. Wow. Ooh. Actually, yes. I'm into it, Gwilym. This is full on summertime.
I've got a name for the drink.
Gwilym's like rustling around, making another drink. We kind of almost got there. What's it based on? What's this classic based on?
This is kind of like if you took a Tom Collins, like ripped it to shreds, told us the little bitch, and then put it in a weird glass that you found in your mum's attic.
So it's based on Tom Collins.
Yeah. Tom Collins or a Contro Fizz.
We've got another drink name here.
Hit me with it.
Citrus Fuzz.
Citrus Fuzz.
Or Orange Botanist. Orange, or maybe that's maybe
Orange
that's one
bot.
Name. Orange Botanist Citrus yeah. Fuzz. Imperial Bang Tang.
I am down with some Imperial Bang Tang. That is like I just feel someone screaming Bangarang is going to run into the studio any moment now.
And this is a sort of you texted I read it situation. This one's Nelson's penis.
Are we talking Nelson Muntz, or are we talking like Nelson as in like the town?
We're talking penis.
Hey, delicious. This is delicious, mate. You've definitely, do you know, this is Contro in, this is summer edition Contro.
This is Contro in the wild.
Contro on the beach.
On the contrary.
Is it controversial, one might say?
Oh, man. What do I do with the umbrella? Is the umbrella edible at all, or...?
I'm still waiting for the day of an edible cocktail umbrella because, like, that would be amazing. Like, edible cocktail umbrella or candy cocktail umbrella.
I mean, when you consider what it's made of.
You can't eat rice paper, though.
Carry on, eh? Yeah, carry on with it.
Anyone else hear my throat noise on the mic? Hopefully not.
You can always push that up in post.
All right. Hey, Gwillem and Hancocks and Contro, thank you very much. If people want to pick up the ingredients, I'm sure most of these are available at all good liquor stores, including Glengarry.
Hundies, other than the lemon juice, where you can use just whatever you want.
Right on.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, mate.
No worries.
Fantastic.
Easy as. Have a lovely evening, everyone.
Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Quantro.